When you hear the phrase spiritual warfare, you might think of angels, demons, and demonic encounters. But spiritual warfare also includes the battles you face every day. Battles of temptation, doubt, stress, and anxiety. The book, Equipped, The Armor of God for Everyday Struggles, helps Christians like you and me recognize the spiritual roots of hardships and how to fight against Satan's schemes in the only way that works with the spiritual weapons and armor God gives us in Christ. Each chapter focuses on a piece of armor God gives Christians from Ephesians 6 and how we are equipped in Christ to resist the evil one in our daily life and find healing, forgiveness, understanding, and peace. Reverend Christopher Kennedy is our guest today. He's the author of Equipped and the senior pastor at Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in San Antonio, Texas. This is Kay Meyer, president of Family Shield Ministries, and your host for today's program. Welcome, Reverend Kennedy. Thanks so much for being my guest today.
Oh, thank you, Kay. I'm honored to be invited.
Well, we're glad to have you. So tell our listeners why you wrote this book.
I wrote this book because I felt that it was an important topic to share with people as widely as possible. In fact, the origin of the book, it came out of a sermon series that I did at my church. We walked through Ephesians 6 and the armor of God, and I got so much great feedback about it. I remember one young man in particular asked how he could get a copy of the manuscript, so I actually was putting this together just to self-publish it and share with my congregation and some others. I was encouraged to send it off to Concordia Publishing House, and when I did, they felt that it would benefit people, and I'm so glad that they picked it up and that we've had a chance to share it with people. So, very important topic.
It is.
And continue to get that feedback from people that it is something that we need to be talking about.
It definitely is spiritual warfare. We as Christians need to understand that Satan is real and spiritual warfare is real. And
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So, define spiritual warfare for our listeners.
Very simply, spiritual warfare is the war over your spirit, and that might sound pretty obvious to say it that way, but we have an enemy, Satan, who is doing battle over our spirits, and he could really care less about, you know, if you have enough food on the table or how your relationships are going and all those things. He would seek to leverage all of the adversities in our lives to crush our spirits. That's really the enemy's goal, to discourage us, to lead us away from God, and simply to crush our will to go on and to fight for Jesus. And so it's a battle over your spirit.
Good way to put it. I don't know that I've heard it that way before, and I like that. So who is Satan, and why is he called the father of lies?
Well, Satan is a fallen angel from everything that we can piece together in the scripture. Apparently, he was a very prominent angel who fell from that position of glory because of his own pride and arrogance. And ever since, he's been making trouble in this world, dating back to his appearance in the Garden of Eden as the serpent, tempting Adam and Eve. And Satan is the prime enemy that we face as people. He is, the Bible says, lurking around, prowling like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. And his primary tactic is lies, distortions of the truth, planting thoughts in our mind, causing us to believe things that are not in line with God's word, and things that cause us to think about God, about others, and ourselves in ways that are not right and true. And so he's a very real and present and active and determined enemy.
Well, Ephesians 6:11 says we should put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Let's talk a little bit about Satan's schemes. You already touched on them, obviously. But that verse says put on the armor of God so that we can stand against the schemes of the devil. Tell us a little bit more about the schemes of the devil.
Right, and I found that word so interesting in the text, schemes. I mean, the devil's not an amateur. He knows what he's doing. he's organized, he's practiced, he has a game plan. And so to take our stand against his schemes, if he's going to throw lies at us and distortions of the truth, then we have to combat that with what God tells us in his word and what is real and what is accurate. And so our job is not to defeat Satan. Jesus already did that on the cross.
Good.
Our job is to resist him and to take our stand against him. So to stand on God's word and to stand for what is true.
Okay, I like that. That's fantastic. So how do we learn to resist Satan and stand firm in the faith?
How do we learn to resist and stand firm? Well, our teacher is the Holy Spirit. He's the instructor who teaches us how to stand firm, and he teaches us through the Word of God. And God's Word tells us about the tools that God gives to us, the armor that he places on us as believers in Jesus, armor that is characterized by truth, a right understanding of who we are in God's eyes, the peace that we have from our relationship with Jesus, a faith to trust in God to bring us through our problems. He guards our minds through the truth of his word, and he helps us to deal with temptations. So it's the Spirit working in us, teaching us through the word, and helping us to stand on God's word.
Okay, very good. So each of your chapters talk about a different part of the armor of God. Chapter 1 talks about the belt of truth. Stand therefore having fastened the belt of truth. Why do you think Paul chose a belt of truth, and what does that mean for the listeners that don't understand that?
Well, the belt of truth, I believe, is at the foundation of these pieces of armor. It's the first one that's listed, because if the devil is coming against us with lies, then the way that we combat that is with truth. And certainly the devil has his lies he puts in front of us, but also because of our sinful nature, we are people who deceive ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible also talks about the heart being full of deceit. So very often we're our own worst enemies in that regard. And what we want to do is reject all falsehood and replace it with the truth. And we want to wrap that truth around us like a belt, fastened tightly so that it's with us wherever we go.
Okay, very good. And that's a quick chapter one. Chapter two talks about the breastplate of righteousness. And it says, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, I didn't write the rest of it out, where does our righteousness come from?
Our righteousness comes from Jesus. And, you know, the temptation to believe one of two extremes can pull us away from God's truth in this regard. You know, we can doubt our righteousness, which we are given in Christ. We can feel guilty and feel that we've sinned so much that God looks upon us as disappointments or failures. So that's one extreme, just that guilt. Or on the other extreme, we can feel that we are so righteous in ourselves that I'm better than that guy because I haven't done the things that he's done. And we can look down on others and be filled with pride. So guilt on one side, pride on the other side. True righteousness is not something that we earn. It's a gift that Jesus gives to us through his cross, through his empty tomb. The Holy Spirit brings that into our hearts.
Absolutely. Amen. We could stop now, couldn't we? But that is great. So I'm just touching on, we won't even have time to do all of these, but they're all so important. Chapter 3 talks about the shoes of peace. And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, what does that mean?
This one was one that I had to wrestle with a little bit more. The shoes don't really seem like a very impressive piece of armor, not like a shield or a sword or a helmet, some of these more impressive parts. But the shoes are really important, and to me what that represents is, you know, if you're walking, if you're running, if you're a soldier in battle, you can't concentrate on the enemy in front of you if you're stepping on rocks and pebbles and twigs and your feet are hurting. And so often that's the effect of stress and anxiety and overwhelm in our lives. that takes away our peace because we're so anxious about things. But Scripture tells us not to be anxious about anything in prayer and petition, to present your request to God, and then ends up telling us the peace of God is going to guard your hearts and your minds. And so with His peace, then, we can move forward. We can walk forward with His peace guarding our hearts and minds.
Very good. I love your explanation of that, and that's extremely important. And the peace of God, and given by the gospel of peace, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that message that you shared, Jesus suffered and died for our sins, and He loves us, and He gives us eternal life, forgiveness and eternal life. Well, yes. I'd love to ask some more questions, but I did want to make sure we got to chapter 4. Let's talk about the shield of faith. Family Shield's name is based on Ephesians 6:16. Take up the shield of faith. But it goes on to talk about that when we take up the shield of faith, there are flaming arrows that Satan is firing at us every day. So talk a little bit more about the shield of faith, why it's important.
Yeah, this is one of the more descriptive pieces of armor because it tells us not just about the shield, but that the shield is used against these flaming darts of the evil one. And so we have an enemy who's always shooting at us, always throwing something at us, but we have our shield, and that's God Himself.
Mm-hmm.
In Genesis 15, He says to Abraham, "I am your shield." And so we are protected not by anything of this world, but by God Himself. And He protects us through the things that He says are true. And I like to anchor this one in baptism, mm-hmm. that in baptism God gives us our identity and tells us who we are. And that no matter what's going on in life right now, whether this is a good time in life or a really troubled time, we have an objective moment in our lives when God said to each of us, "You are my child, you are my beloved." You know, if you've been baptized, you have that moment. And so we can place our faith not in how things are going right now, because sometimes that's really hard to do in the moment,
mm-hmm.
but to look back and say, no, God has made a definitive statement about who I am in Him, and that's not going to change. And that's always such a great protection against the arrows of the moment that come flying at us.
Very good. Yes, thank you so much. That's great. I think I'm going to go ahead and transition to a few announcements. Then we'll come back and we're going to talk about a few more of the chapters and more about Pastor Kennedy's book, Equipped: The Armor of God for Everyday Struggles. Great book. So excited to hear what you have to say. Family Shield Ministries cares about families growing in Christ and equips them to witness to each other and to the world. The Family Shield radio program is aired on more than 50 stations throughout the United States. We also produce a weekly podcast that you can subscribe to. Today we're giving away the booklet, Why Did Jesus Die? To get your complimentary booklet, call the Family Shield Response Center, 1-877-250-8416. We encourage you and your family to take a family prayer walk and pray together. We have several radio programs and digital resources available to download on our website about prayer and prayer walking. Check them out. Again, the website, www.familyshieldministries.com. Don't forget also to fill out the survey on the website after you've taken that prayer walk. We invite you to share a picture of your family walking with us. All those who return the survey will also receive a small gift from us. We'll be mailing that out, so do fill the survey out and send it back. Because we want the Family Prayer Walk Initiative to be an annual project, we do need your feedback, even feedback that isn't positive, because we're going to try to improve it each year and give you some new resources. We encourage you to pray for Family Shield and consider a gift. Your gift makes our outreach ministry possible. Send your gifts to Family Shield Ministries, P.O. Box 230015, St. Louis, Missouri 63123, or you can charge a gift on our website, www.familyshieldministries.com. If you're a Thrivent financial member, you can designate your Thrivent Choice dollars to support Family Shield Ministries. Go to their website, www.thrivent.com/Thrivent Choice, or call Thrivent at 1-800-847-4836, and one of their employees will help you. Reverend Christopher Kennedy's book, Equipped, The Armor of God for Everyday Struggles, can be purchased from Concordia Publishing House. To order, go to their website, www.cph.org. His book will also be available on our recommended books link on our website after the program is aired. Now, I want to go back to my guest, Reverend Christopher Kennedy. Thanks so much again for your book. It's great. Let me transition for a minute. In your book, you talk about kind of a challenging time you went through, and that's where you realized how important spiritual warfare is. Could you share a little bit of that with our listeners?
Sure. Yeah, I had some years of just real struggle where some things didn't go well in my life. And as a result, I felt that I really struggled. I was relying too much on myself, my own understanding, my own way of trying to figure things out, and I really wasn't spending the time in Scripture specifically on the issues I was working through. Probably didn't have as much prayer time as I could have had, but through all of that, I was believing lies, especially about myself, my own worth, messages like I'm a failure, not good enough, things along those lines. And it really, really took a lot to work through those difficult years. But God has been very, very gracious and faithful as he always is. And he's always surrounded me with such wonderful people who have encouraged me and helped me to see the truth and to ask, okay, that thought, is that from God? Or is that not from God?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And being able to identify the source of those messages I was believing really makes a difference. And ultimately, God's word is the best filter for that truth, but also godly influences alongside us. And that's a part of my story as well, just some great people that God's put in my life.
That's fantastic. And you mentioned encouragement. And isn't that what we all need? We all need encouragement in our journey with Christ, because, and I've always said, there's just bumps in the road. Life is not always easy, and we need to stand firm. That's over and over we hear that term, stand firm in the faith, in spiritual warfare. But it's hard when things are not going right. But you kind of touched on the fact of believing the lies of Satan. You may not even know, you know, just the world tells us a lot of these lies often, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And going back to the whole idea of, we have an enemy who impresses lies on our hearts, but also our heart by our sinful nature is corrupted. And so we don't always see things accurately. And we tend to fall into that trap of guilt. At least I know I have false guilt, taking things upon myself that maybe they weren't my fault, or I was just way too hard on myself, and really, really need to have a better self-understanding shaped by the Word as a forgiven child of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, to go and do good in the name of Christ, to forget what is behind us and strain toward what is ahead.
Absolutely.
And making that movement with God's help.
On the reverse side of that, I remember years ago when I started talking and studying spiritual warfare, I had a friend that would always say to me, oh, the devil made me do it, Kay. And it was a lot of it was just personal sin that she wouldn't acknowledge. And she was somebody I was trying to witness to. But that the flip side of that is we don't want to blame Satan for things that we're, let's say, not taking care of our financials well or not caring for our children. You know, just we need to be careful that we don't blame Satan for our own personal sins, because we need to confess those sins to Christ and be forgiven, not blame somebody else. So just the reverse side of that, I'm sure you've thought of that, but I know I have come across that a lot. And it's easy to just blame Satan for everything, but sometimes it's us. As you just said, the heart is we just don't, we're sinners. We just don't see the truth all the time. And it's important to think about that. Well, let me go on. Chapter 5 talks about the helmet of salvation. Mm-hmm. Why a helmet? Why does God give us the helmet as one of our spiritual weapons?
Mm-hmm. So much of this battle is fought in the mind. And if the devil gets your mind, he gets all of you. Mm. And what I found is that he's obviously foolish, but he knows a thing or two about what he's doing. And if you're a Christian, your mind belongs to Christ. I mean, the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. But we also have an enemy who is wise enough to try to just set up shop in a little corner of the mind. And so, you know, while I certainly believe very strongly in Jesus as my Savior and in His forgiveness, maybe there's this little corner, this little stronghold where I'm not so confident, or I'm not allowing God's grace to have its way with me in that area. And so sometimes our minds can be divided, and we want to go back to Jesus as our Savior, who saves us not just for eternity, but He saves us from the trials of this moment as well, from the temptations to believe things that would tear us down. And so he's my Savior right now, too. And again, going back to the peace of God guarding our hearts and our minds. The battle is won and lost so often in the mind.
Interesting. Very good. Very good comments about that. So let's go on. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is so important that we learn to use the sword of the Spirit. But let me just ask you if you can share an example of when Jesus used the Word of God, especially maybe at a time when he was being attacked. Can you think
absolutely.
Of anything?
Yeah, that would be his temptation, recorded in Matthew chapter 4, when the devil came at him three times with temptations, and each time Jesus replied, you know, "It is written," and came back at him with the Word of God. And so the great thing about the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, is that it is an offensive weapon, and that we can be assertive against whatever is coming at us that would seek to pull us away from God. We don't just have to sit back and take hit after hit, but we can wield that sword and even right now with God's word say, "No, this is what is true, this is what is right, this is what God really says," and God places that in our hands.
Yes, and there's so much more we should share about that, but on the again, the flip side, we need to be careful that we always share God's word with care and concern, because we can kind of use it as a hammer over somebody's head sometimes, can't we?
Oh, absolutely. You know, God's word, and you notice it calls it the sword of the Spirit, so it's not really my sword, it's the Spirit's.
Good
and
point.
And so we want to use that according to what the Spirit wants to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Good. Well, I absolutely loved, I don't know how much time we'll have, chapter 7 talks about prayer being spiritual warfare. Wow. I love that you said that, and I have always believed that, but I don't have the verse in front of me of what it says about prayer, but tell us more about what you share in that chapter about prayer being spiritual warfare.
Sure. Well, I can't think of anything that engages us in the spiritual realm more than prayer does. And, you know, prayer is really an act of perseverance, because if we were to give up and throw in the towel, well, then we would just stop engaging. But when we're praying, that means we are not giving up, but we are pushing through our problems, and we are holding on to Jesus as we do that. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when you know, Jesus went there and he prayed in his moment of greatest trial. That's how he dealt with it. And we want to follow the example of our Savior to deal with our times of struggle with prayer by seeking the Lord, seeking his strength, and trusting that he will provide.
Yeah, absolutely. That's super. So lots of other things we could have talked about. We probably have about 2 minutes left, or maybe right around that. Anything else you want to share with our listeners as we kind of close the program?
Well, I want to thank your listeners for being a part of this interview and listening to it. And to each of you, no matter what you're going through, you have a God who loves you very much and who wants to, who desires to wrap his armor around you and to equip you for whatever troubles you may be facing. And so don't give up. Hang in there. The Lord is with you, and he will fight your battles with you and for you.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. Again, my guest has been Reverend Christopher Kennedy. His book, Equipped, The Armor of God for Everyday Struggles. And I didn't mention, but after each chapter, there's discussion questions. And then at the end, you have the questions with the answers, which, you know, this is wonderful for a teacher. And I'm assuming people are using this as a Bible study. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. It's very much designed for Bible study, discussion questions, and some prompts to generate that kind of conversation and to build each other up.
Yeah, that's great. And then, you know, just a storehouse of spiritual weaponry. And you've got page 72 says, when the burden of sin is overwhelming. And another one, when you doubt your salvation. So we didn't even touch on those, but those are there because when people begin to study spiritual warfare, they realize sometimes some of the issues that they're facing really are from Satan. And our time is up, so I'm not going to keep talking. But again, my guest has been Reverend Christopher Kennedy. His church is in San Antonio, Texas. And I'm just thrilled that he's been able to join us today. This is Kay Meyer with Family Shield, and we are thankful that you've been listening. We ask that you would keep us in your prayers and check out our website at www.familyshieldministries.com. God bless your day.
You've been listening to Family Shield, a production of Family Shield Ministries. Its mission is to educate and equip people through the power of the gospel to know Christ, grow in His Word, and to strengthen individuals and their families. To learn how you can obtain resources or support the ministry, go to www.familyshieldministries.com or write Family Shield Ministries, P.O. Box 230015, St. Louis, Missouri 63123. And tune in again next week for Family Shield.